For a moment, I didn't know what to say. Let's drope it, Dropper.
My name's Drover.
I'm very much aware of your name. It comes up every time there's a disaster on the ranch.
Yeah, but you called me Dropper. It kind of hurts my feelings.
He hung his head and sniffled. All right, I'm sorry I called you Dropper.
Are you really?
No. And to be perfectly honest, I think Dropper would be a better name for you than Drover.
I think it sounds dumb.
That's my point.
You mean?
Never mind. Do you realize what's going on here? He glanced around.
Where?
Here, there, all around you, right in front of your nose. He crossed his eyes and... I couldn't believe this. He looked at the end of his nose.
Well, a big fly just landed on my nose and he's green. But I still don't see a loop.
I swallowed my urge to go into a screaming fit. The pickups, Drover, the pickups and stock trailers and horses. Do you understand why they're here?
You called me Drover, thanks. It really means a lot when you call me by my real name.
I'm fixing to call. Just answer the question.
Well, let me think.
He rolled his eyes around and scrunched up his lips.
They're here because they're not somewhere else.
Okay, that's a start. If the pickups and so forth weren't here, they'd be somewhere else.
Yeah, and if they were somewhere else, they wouldn't be here.
Exactly my point. But let's look deeper. Why are they here instead of somewhere else? I stood there for 30 seconds waiting for the little ninny to come up with the answer. I'm sorry, we're out of time. You flunked your test.
Wait, I've got it. They're here because...
Yes, yes.
They're here because... Because...
Hurry up, Drover.
They're here because... Out of all the places in the whole world, this is where they all came. And there's a whole bunch of places where they didn't go.
The air hissed out of my lungs, and I found myself staring at the dirt. I try to help you. I try to bring you into my conversations, and you give me meathead answers like that. You flunk, pal, and you can spend the rest of the day in your room. With your nose in the corner. He stared at me with tragic eyes.
No, anything but that. I hate standing in the corner.
Drover, I gave you 5 chances to come up with the right answer and you still couldn't do it. When you flunk a test, you have to take the punishment.
1 more chance. I'll get it this time. Can you give me a little hint?
I thought it over. Okay, 1 more chance and that's it. Here's the hint. They came to help Slim and Loper with the spring brandy. I know it was more than a little hint, but I wanted to get this mess over with. And to be honest, I'd begun to have second thoughts about sending him to his room. Maybe that was too harsh a punishment. Drover went into a pose of deep concentration while I tapped my toe and gazed up at the clouds. Then his eyes popped open and a smile washed over his mouth.
I've got it this time.
Great. What's the answer? He puffed himself up and said,
Loper's pickup has a busted spring and they're gonna help him put on a brand new one.